was a frustration with insider politics, cronyism, a government I felt was bought and sold. Well, you know, I'm not bought and sold. I felt like it was a time for a genuine outsider to run in Maryland and shake up this nest. So that's why I ran, and that's why we won.
Was it something you saw as a Secret Service agent that said, hey, I've got to get into the system?
It wasn't one specific thing. It's just a pervasive political ecosystem, just corrupted by insider politics, cronyism, insulated bureaucracy. I felt like it was time for genuine outsiders, not soundbite outsiders, to put it all on the line, put your skin in the game, put my security, my future financial security on the line, and jump in. And the story really has resonated with Marylanders, as you can see today from this incredible turnout.
Yeah, here we are Friday afternoon. The Orioles are about to play a decisive playoff game. I'd say you got about 50 people out here on all four corners of Delaney Valley and Delaney Valley Road and Towson Town Boulevard. I mean, you've got to be impressed with that.
We are. Baltimore County is very important. It's the Ohio of Maryland. It always has been. We've put a lot of time into Baltimore County, a lot of effort, a lot of grassroots, a lot of door knocking, phone calls. We've spent a lot of time everywhere from Reisterstown to Pikesville to Dundalk. And this is one of my favorite corners, actually, to sign wave.
Okay. Like it here. You know that you know the registration numbers here in Maryland. How do you convince Democrats to vote for a Republican?
Well, you don't run as a Democrat or a Republican or a conservative or a liberal. You run on ideas. Our ideas are sound. Our ideas have really crossed the divide. We have 3,000 volunteers now. 400 plus are Democrats. Our ideas on the economy, healthcare, and education just make sense. They're patient-driven, they're business-driven, and they're student-driven. That doesn't scare anybody, and that's how we've amassed such a following.
Now, there is a third-party candidate that came into the race relatively late, Mr. Sabani. What are your impressions of him?
Well, there's Ben Cardin, and then there's Rob Sabani trying to out-Cardin Cardin. You know, he supports Obamacare. He supports a top-down, government-driven rescue plan. He's a nice guy. I have no personal problem with him. But there's only one candidate in the race who believes the economy is going to recover when business gets more money rather than has more taken away, and that's me.
I've heard some Republicans say he's in the race to try to not so much defeat Ben Cardin, but hurt you and get Ben Cardin reelected. What do you say to that?
Well, I think he's going to wind up hurting Ben Cardin a whole lot more than he's going to hurt me. We're bringing our Republican vote, independent vote, and those good moderate Democrats home. And like I said, there's only one candidate running on a business platform. The rest, the other two are running on a government platform.
Tell me about that business platform. What does that mean?
Our corporate tax rate. It's the highest corporate tax rate in the world. It's driving businesses, manufacturing overseas. That's not the gold medal we want to win, the gold medal of confiscatory taxation. Can we just have an average rate, 25%, which the rest of the world has? We could repatriate $1 trillion in corporate money back into the United States.
Let me ask you a question just on some of the news of the day, and that is the situation in Libya and the investigation into that, because I think you probably have an insider perspective on security at government installations. There are reports that those at the consulate in Benghazi requested additional security. It was not granted by the State Department. The Vice President said last night in the debate he wasn't really aware of that request. What's your perspective?
Well, the Vice President should be embarrassed saying that. For 12 years of my life, this is what I did, threat assessments and security. There's only two possible scenarios. Either the threat assessment was done accurately and the requests were ignored for political reasons, or the threat assessment was completely incompetent. I think the former is the answer. In my experience, those are professionals that did that threat assessment. I think the President and the Vice President are going to have to answer questions as to why a valid threat assessment was completely ignored and four American patriots are now dead because of it.
Is it possible that it is not the president or even the Secretary of State's decision, but that some mid-level bureaucrat turned down the request because of budget costs or anything like that?
Right, but you don't only get to be in charge when the good stuff happens, okay? You can't only take credit when something positive happens. You are the commander-in-chief. The Secretary of State, Mrs. Clinton, has to take responsibility. You know, responsibility and leadership is that's what being in charge means. This happened. It was done poorly. They lied about it. They clearly deceived us on this being due to some kind of nonsensical video. They have to take responsibility. That's what leadership's about.
Let me ask you, I'll get back to the campaign for a second. You have been running, it seems, you got in the race in January, if I'm not mistaken. You and I talked where you got in.
May of last year.
May of last year. Okay, so it's even longer. What have you learned in this whole time? You've been running for Senate for over a year. What have you learned this whole time?
that passion matters. You know, sound bites don't. That if you get in front of a group of people of any party affiliation and you give a passionate speech as to why you believe in the ideas you believe in, that you will get a following regardless of what they put in front of their name, a D or an R. Passion matters.
This has all been worth it regardless of the outcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't have changed it for the world. I knew I did the right thing then, and I know I'm doing the right thing now. All right.